Yeah, Dreadnoughts are a good side, and we've a lot of games over the years, and especially this year we've played them four times. It's always going to be tough. Like, they're a very good side, and the pitch is very heavy, and it's November football, so it just doesn't matter once you win. That's a big thing.
A typical game, I suppose, at this time of the year. Conditions difficult and a lot of slipping and sliding.
Yeah, especially in the first half. I thought we had a few chances now maybe to put them away a bit more, but we took either the wrong option or fell, or we just didn't. Keep made a couple of great saves, but second half was just pure battle. Like, but fair play to Dreadnoughts, came back into it well and gave us a great game.
But you got a good one of them in that second quarter, really, and that gave you the platform.
Yeah, like, I think defensively we were very strong in the first half, especially like Colin was sitting, and it just let us free. And in the second half, end of the first half, we seemed to have a lot of space, and we were running through very free, and we tapped over the scores we needed to, and that gave us, like, we were 9 points up or 8 points up at half time, which it's a big lead at half time. Like,
and you were involved in the build up to the goal yourself, and Danny O'Connor seemed to have a good understanding. You send in a couple of nice balls into him there in that first half.
That's from Balergan, you know, Mickey Connor would say that, Balergan soccer heads. But yeah, we were playing together a long time, so Danny makes great runs and he keeps the ball well, so he took a while.
Second half, I mean, you look fairly comfortable, but the goal then brought them into it a little bit, but it was against the run of play.
Yeah, like, he took it very well. It was a great finish. I didn't expect it. Like, to put James Califf in there on route one, which is not really their side of football, which probably took it back a wee bit, and he buried it well, but that made it sticky towards the end, and they got a couple of great scores, and Danny got a great score towards the end of this. Put it away for us.
Yeah, the score he got was crucial, because it gave you the 5 point cushion again.
It did, yeah. And like, you're trying to get out the game then, and like, even kicking it dead was the main thing. Like,
it's retention of the league title. It's the double complete. Always a nice feat to achieve.
Yeah, we won every game this year, which is, I don't know if it's ever done before. It certainly hasn't been done by us, which is great, and it just shows the hunger in the lads. Because like, after what happened earlier in the year, it wasn't very easy to fold up. And like, if you went training Friday night, there's 25 there, and 1-25. Fair play to them. Like, they all keep at it, and to go through what we went through, it's a credit to everyone. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's been a difficult few weeks. There's no question about that, Carol.
You'd give it all up. I'd give everything up to have Eamon back, but unfortunately, that's not the case. And yeah, it's just been, no matter how much you win, it's never going to replace what he was. So this one's for him, a wee small measure for him, and hopefully for his family and that, and we take from there.
In terms of the matches you've played this year, if there's one regret, maybe it's the Leinster club that maybe you didn't do yourselves justice.
I actually thought we did. They played a minute and a half and spoke with them before, which was unexpected. I know it was a nice touch from them, but I thought it was very hard for the players to start focusing the game. But I thought, like, the last 10-15 minutes, if one of them goes in, I thought we were back in it. Like, but I thought it was probably a week or two too soon for us, because we were only back training the week before, and I just thought it was too soon. But there's nobody here owes anyone anything. Like, we hold our heads up high, because I just thought it was a wee bit too soon, and Rhoda, as they've shown, are a good side, but it's just a wee bit too soon for us, I think.
Great bunch of lads, these Pats boys.
Oh, it's once in a lifetime thing. Like, how Colin goes to still walking, let alone playing football, is beyond me. But, like, yes, we're at it a long time, and there seems to be immense hunger there. Like, just, like, even out there, when the 50-50 is we won, the boys are in winning them. There's no such thing as laying off. It's just keep winning. Like Peter Fitzpatrick said years ago to us, be greedy, and we've certainly been badly. Yeah.
And for yourself, Carl, you're a long time in the scene now. Will you have the hunger again to go now next year?
Well, I'm working in Tokyo, so I don't know, but it depends on work. But if Mr. Real decides to stick around, which I hope he will, I'd say it'll be fair if he's sticking around.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been difficult for you. So you're working abroad. You couldn't pick nearly a further place than Tokyo.
No, the commute's not great, and the miles are adding up. But listen, it's working. You have to go where the work is, but hopefully it's not too long term, and I get back next year anyway.